Okay.
Okay,
just turn up the volume a little bit. Rabosei, let's let's get to business, okay? Just quickly, we're holding on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph.
Sorry, we did not recognize the moderator. Please read.
We're discussing. No, that's a Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara is right here.
Okay.
We're discussing the sugya of the Holich Baderech, where the Gemara says that the Holich Baderech is essentially potter while traveling, but chayev while at rest. So, for example, if a person is traveling by day and only by day, then that individual is going to be potter by day, but the Gemara says chayev at night. So Tosa says, what does that mean, chayev at night? So someone just quickly read the Tosos. It's Tosos again, Chavav Amud Aleph.
Kol Chay Derachim?
The second Tosos there.
Omikol?
Someone read it?
The second?
Yeah, the short little Tosos. Chayavin?
Oh, that's not the second one. That's what threw me off.
I mean, the second one on the Sugya. Good. So what does Tosa say?
That when he's chayav at night.
When?
The sukkah, when he's traveling by day, he's chayav at night. It says when a man spends the night in a settlement.
Good.
Community.
Good. So yesterday we noted that that's terms is significant. It's not just thrown in there for good measure. Tosos is saying something. Tosos specifically saying that when is it that the Gemara means you're chayev at night? When you're in the yeshuv. Right? When you're in the yeshuv. So we mentioned yesterday, just initially, that there seems to be a distinction here between the two types of travelers. The Gemara mentions the holeich baderech, and then we also speak of the holech for the Dvar Mitzvah, right? The traveler for the Mitzvah, which we referred to previously as the Shluchei Mitzvah, right? The Shliach Mitzvah, the one who's traveling to do a Mitzvah, his exemption is different. When is the Shliach Mitzvah exempt? Strictly speaking, the Shliach Mitzvah is exempt even at rest, whereas the Holech Baderech is only exempt while traveling. But at rest, he is chayev. So we said that apparently the shliach mitzvah receives a certain status. He is called a shliach mitzvah. And even while he is at rest, even though he's not actually involved in the particular maisa mitzvah of pidyon shvuyim or being mekabel pnei rabo or listening to the particular shir that he's traveling for, in all those cases, while he's engaged in those steps that are necessary to further the mitzvah, to make sure the mitzvah takes place properly, he is called a shliach mitzvah, and therefore that status potters him even when he's not doing anything practically. He's still involved in the mission, is the way we mentioned it yesterday, right? When you're an agent for a given mission, even when you're not specifically doing acts in the furtherance of the mission, the overall process is one which continues to give you that status, and therefore you're potter throughout. Unlike the holech baderech, Holech Baderech, apparently only putter when you're actually a holech. But when you're at rest, then you're not. And then you're chayev, according to the Gemara. But now the question becomes, what does that mean when we say you're chayev? So Tosa says, you're chayev when you get to the yeshuv. Tosa when you get to the chayev when you get to the yeshuv. So what's the implication? What's the implication of that statement that you're chayev when you get to the yeshuv? Okay, so apparently Tosos is trying to tell me that there are times when I might not be traveling, and yet I might not be chayev. I'm not traveling, which according to the Gemara should make me chayev, but Tosos is saying, you know when it is that you're chayev? Only in the yeshuv. Only in the yeshuv. Not in some other place. Well, what's another place that's not a yeshuv? Well, that would be a developed area. I assume that's the same. Some undeveloped area. Sada, Midbar, those types of guys just out in the woods, guys out in the desert. Those areas are not called yeshuv. And the implication from Tosfos is that you're not chayiv in such a case. Question is why? Okay? Question is why? And what is the real implication of Tosfos? So we saw the Me'iri yesterday. Let's just quickly chaz over the Me'iri, and then we'll take it to the next step. So someone want to read the pertinent Me'iri? You want to give it a try? Is that a yes?
No one else has it.
All right. What do you call that? When a guy does it, but he's not really interested, he doesn't really want to do it?
Reluctant.
Yeah, but there's a term, like a reluctant participant, is that what it's called?
Unwilling participant.
Yeah, unwilling. You know, if you have a witness, you put him on the stand, he doesn't really want to be there, what's that called? Hostile witness?
Hostile witness.
We have a hostile reader. Okay. Go ahead.
So if you're on your way for Dvarashas, so if you're traveling during the day, you're potter during the day and you're chayav at night. The shans menuchasam, during your period of resting. And if you're traveling at night, you're potter at night.
Right, so this is essentially a recapping of the Gemara now. Mm-hmm. You're putter when you're traveling. You're chayiv when you're not traveling. Go ahead.
If you're traveling for a dvar mitzvah.
By the way, you saw what the Me'iri threw in there at the beginning, right?
Yes.
He tells you who was. No, before that. Oh. Doesn't he say holche derech for shos?
Yes.
Right. So what's his lashon again? Well, the Gemara doesn't use that language, but that's certainly the implication, right? Because the Gemara is contrasting the Holchei Derech with the Shluchei Mitzvah. So the Me'iri says, oh, who is this Holchei Derech? He's a guy who's going for Dvar Shus, meaning for non-mitzvah purpose. All right?
Rashi says it's like business, right?
Right. So that's going to be maybe a separate question, why Rashi singles out business. It sounds like from Rashi that you still have some need, right? There's still some need in order to avail yourself of this heter of shluchei mitzvah. Excuse me, of holchei derech. It still has to be some type of need.
There's a clear difference between like business and like going on like to vacation or something.
Exactly. Rashi's not saying that the holchei derech is a guy who's interested in going on a great adventure, right? Which is for those that live on the Northeast over here, that's a very popular day trip during Chol HaMoed, right?
Sorry, where?
Great Adventure.
Oh, that.
They have an annual outing. Yeah. They take hundreds of buses to Great Adventure. But they have a sukkah there anyway, so it's not really... For that day, they put up a sukkah. I think Hershey Park also puts up a sukkah now, and they have these... In any event... Yeah, we live in a Medina Shel Chesed, man. New York.
Medina?
I'm saying, the United States, the United States and New York in particular, very Jew-friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, can you imagine 50 years ago, taking hundreds of screaming Orthodox teenagers to a park and taking the whole place over? People would be afraid to even, you know, suggest that we're going to have a kosher concession here. So you can't buy your non-kosher hot dog at this venue for the week. It's unheard of,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but it's business.
Okay, but I'm saying we take a lot of things for granted.
But 100 years ago.
100 years ago.
But 100 years ago, during Rabbi's funeral, like it was a public funeral because he was a great rav.
Right.
You had them messing up the funeral, like they were spraying water at the procession.
Yeah,
that was on the Lower East Side.
And oh, you're talking about a particular incident?
That was the Raya of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef.
Yeah,
and there was one building along the route where the people working in the offices and the rooms were tossing this federal law about that.
In any way, we digress. Yeah. But the point is, Zach, your point is well taken, that when Rashi says for business, he means some type of need. And I mentioned earlier in passing, maybe if we have time later or tomorrow, try to read it inside. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he actually addresses this issue, lamasa, and says that, yeah, when you have this halacha of holchei drachim, it's not to be taken lightly. for any old reason that you want. You can go travel and be outside of a sukkah and eat outside of a sukkah and say, I'm putter because I'm a holech derech. No, he says, if it's for a dvar mitzvah, certainly. But if it's a holech derech, it has to be for a case of need. It can't just be for any old passing fancy. So that's an important point, that even in the context of a holech derech, according to Rashi, it's some type of higher need for schora or something similar.
You mean Tosfos, right?
No, Rashi is the one that mentions that it's for business, right? That the holchei drachim.
Okay.
1 second. Dichsiv basukos teishu ke'en yeshivas beso k'shem shekol hashana eino nimna milechas baderach b'schora. Specifically, people won't refrain from leaving their homes for business. So too, right, during the Yimei HaChag, if it's necessary. Kach, kol yimos HaChag, she'eno yom tov, lo hitzvichu akotzev lomno. They didn't say, stay at home and don't do your business. Now, obviously, there's another issue that has to be addressed before you go out and do business, and that is this the type of business that you're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed? Right? You can't just go do any kind of business you want on Chol HaMoed. It has to be business of a certain nature that would be permissible to engage in on Chol HaMoed. But leaving that aside, assuming that it
so
satisfies that.
So if you're like...
Dover Ovid, right? It's a need. Some type of need. You're going to lose out money if you don't do this. Then it's permissible. Right? So then you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, but what if it's a type of thing you're not allowed to do on Halloween?
Then it doesn't apply. Then of course
like,
it's done.
What about like with funerals?
What do you mean like with funerals?
Like let's say you need to bury someone or...
Okay.
A Halloween or something.
So we do what we got to do and then... I understand.
I don't understand what you mean by like if it's a certain need, because if they're saying it's just like the rest of the year, then like if you're just like curious about...
The Gemara is not dealing with the question of malacha or schora that is mutter or usser on Chol HaMoed. That's not the focus of the Gemara here. The Gemara seems to be taking for granted that for whatever reason this particular type of activity is otherwise permitted today. Now the only question is, am I allowed to abandon my sukkah for that purpose?
Okay.
Right? It's not... like on Yontif, it's for sure also. There's no type of malach that's... there's no type of schor that's mutter on Yontif.
Right.
That's why Rashi says, oh, she'eino yom tov. So then they didn't say you have to be moneah, meaning categorically. They didn't say you're not allowed to leave your sukkah for this purpose.
Right.
But I don't think the Gemara or Rashi, for that matter, is leaving open the possibility that all types of schor are mutter. That's a separate question of doing malach on Chol HaMoed. Okay. So let's go continue with the Meiri.
Okay.
Mitzvah is out. That's it. That's a categorical exemption. Keep going. Doing great.
We call Malcolm, and nevertheless, the Yishomim, those who say, Sha'af Hochil a Dover Mitzvah, someone who goes for a Dover Mitzvah, Davka Kol She in Yeshu Besukkah.
Good. So the Meiri says that even within the realm of the Osek B'mitzvah, the Shluchei Mitzvah, when we say that he's exempt from the Sukkah, some want to say that's only what? That's only insofar as being in the Sukkah is going to interfere with his Mitzvah. Right? But if it's not going to interfere with his Mitzvah, then we don't say, well, you're a Mitzvah agent, so you're potter from the Sukkah. We don't say that. Okay, keep going. Eshlekaim Shteim, Eshlekaim Shteim. Right, exactly. Right, they went Shabbos of the Raga. They went where? They went to Sidereish Galusa.
So Rashi says the Shabbos Shel Regel Shehayu Ba'im Lishma Hadrasha.
Right, they were going to hear the Shir.
Havuganu Riksa de Sura, so they stay by the riverbanks of the Sura.
Good.
Kidesh Yaha Avrin Matsave Lahem.
Matsuya, I think. Matsuya, right? I think what he means is they didn't want to go too far off the trail. Right, they didn't want to go start looking for sukkah, building a sukkah. They stayed close to where they were, so they would be on course to continue on their way. Okay, keep going.
The thing, as it's written, Chayavim b'shas hanyasam.
Good. Okay, so some want to say, the Miri says, some say,
we'll call this the first shita in the Miri. That what? And when we say that the Choche, the Rachim, are Hayavin Balayla, that means what? Afilu, to do what? Keep reading. Lasosa, right? You know what he says?
Yeah.
Okay.
Af lasosuka mitchila.
Right? Afil lasosuka mitchila.
It's not afil, it's af.
Okay. So. I'm not going to put quotation marks on it. Okay? Go ahead. That's what when the Gemara says Chayavin, that I will put in quotation marks. When the Gemara says Chayavin, what does that mean? When it says that you must sit in the sukkah at night, the Hochei Drachim, when they have to be in the sukkah at night, what does it mean they're obligated to be in the sukkah? Oh, even have to build a sukkah. You have to build a sukkah at night.
How is that feasible? How do you build
a sukkah? One thing at a time.
Where?
One second.
Very
next. What's next?
She'im b'sukkah mitzuya af l'davar mitzvatan.
Right, because if you tell me that, that we're talking about a case where the sukkah is there, you tell me that you're just talking about a case where the sukkah is there, they must sleep in the sukkah, they must be in the sukkah, that's just as just like the holech v'dvar mitzvah. Right? There's no difference. According to that sheet, there would be no difference. Okay, keep going, Vaita.
Kol she'im b'sukkah Eitzel HaMitzvah B'Kam.
Right, and again, that's what he presented initially, that if you tell me that when you're Osik B'Mitzvah, you only putter from the sukkah when it's going to be Mavatol your mitzvah, then certainly the Holy Chederach has to be a greater threshold, and it has to be more that's required of him than the Holy Chederach Mitzvah, that's more permissive. So if you tell me that the guy has to sit in the sukkah when he's going out to do a mitzvah, as long as the mitzvah doesn't interfere, the sukkah doesn't interfere with the mitzvah, then this person must be required to do more. I.e., he has to even build a sukkah. Okay? Go ahead.
Mikol Makom.
This is the second sheep now. Keep going.
Eino Mepharshim She.
Oni Mepharshim.
Oni Mepharshim She. Ledvar Mitzvah Af Besukkah Mezumanis Lahem Khan. So they say that.
We hold, and there's other sheep that holds, that even when the sukkah is there, the holy Fadar mitzvah is
to eat there.
Keep going, Mr. Menace. It's there, it's right there. What about him? He's bought it from it.
Good. We'll do for Ein Sham Chiyuv Ella. What?
It's Bishayesh Sham Sukkah.
Right, okay, that's fine. So this sheet holds.
We have an eraser now.
You could have just done Shiyesh Sukkah.
Yeah.
The Chania of the Makom Chaniasam.
Too late. Ain Sham Chiv Ella the Shiyesh Sham Sukkah.
But if you just put Shiyesh Sukkah of the Makom.
So now what does this sheet hold? This sheet does not hold you have to build a sukkah. This sheet holds. You have to use a sukkah
pre-existing
when available.
Pre-existing. Yeah.
Okay? That's what the shita holds. You have a sukkah, that's a sukkah, you have to use that sukkah. These are the two shitas in the Meiri. Okay?
Which one of these is seems to be like Tosos?
Second.
Which one? Second one? Ein Sham Chiyuv El B'Sheyesh Sham Sukkah. So Tosos seems to fit in here. Why?
Because
Tosos says, when is it that you have to sit in the sukkah? In the Yishuv. Right?
When there's a sukkah.
The implication is that you're going into a neighborhood where there's people living there's sukkahs. Now, you're not going into a place where there's no sukkahs.
But Tosos would say that if you found a sukkah on the side of the road, then you should
Could be. That's what we raised that question yesterday. What about the pop-up sukkah? What we're told to say about the pop-up sukkah. Okay, so we're going to put...
The Meir is explaining...
Meir is saying it's machlokes among Rishonim.
Okay.
Okay? What we're saying now is that Tosos seems to agree with the Shita. The way the Meir says at the end, what does he say? V'chein aminot?
Did we explain what the settlement has anything to do with anything?
What
a yishuv?
Practically what it is?
No, I know what a yishuv is.
It means there's a place where there's sukkahs. You don't have to endeavor to put up sukkahs.
Right, but did we explain why that is?
No, that's what we're going to talk about right now. That's the next step. Okay? Okay. Next. So that's Tosos. Tosos appears to be in line with the second position, and that's why he says, be yishuv. What was the lashon? What's the lashon of Tosos? Anyone?
Kishe Edis, Lo Balayla, Yoshi.
Kishe what?
Kishe Adam. Lan.
Kishe Adam. Lan.
Balayla, Yoshi.
Balayla, Yoshi. One year or 2 years? How do you have it? One year?
Two.
Okay. Okay, so this idea of the Yoshi is the same idea of Yesham Sukkah. Right? The same idea. You don't have to make a sukkah. You're talking about a place where there is a sukkah. Where there is a sukkah present. Okay? Clear? Is everyone good so far? Adam, how you holding up? Alright? Nice. Okay. Let's do the following. Let's take a look for a moment at this Chai Adam. There's one or two here. If anyone wants, there's a couple more in the back. You could grab some. Anyone want to do that?
What is that?
Is this book right here? You think you can find them? It's the second. It's the second bookshelf when you walk in on the left side.
Oh, in the library?
Yeah. Okay, Adam. Adam. The like this, the thin black ones. It's the second shelf. It's probably like one or two shelves up from the bottom. There should be a whole bunch. Kuf Mem Zion. If you don't have a Chai Adam for whatever reason, we'll read it along together. Before we get to the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is going to come into play in a moment as well. The Chai Adam here is Kuf Mem Zion. Again, the Chai Adam lived before the Mishnah Berurah. It's in the edition that I have. It's Kuf Tzadi Aleph, which looks like 381. Page 381.
Kuf Mem Zayin over down the page?
No, Klal. You see at the top of the page, it says Klal Kuf Mem Zayin. Instead of Simonim, the Chai Adam uses the terminology Klolim. Like principles.
Kuf Mem Zayin.
Kuf Mem Zayin, Chaf Beis.
I thought a Klal was a curse.
That's like a Klala, and it's spelled with a Kuf, as opposed to this...
378,
did
you say?
No, I said 381. Okay. Chaf Beis. Chaf Beis. Someone want to read? Someone want to give it a...
At the bottom of Kuf.
Someone want to read? Okay, Dr. J, you got it? Chaf Beis?
Yeah.
All right. Good.
ויצריך להמתין עד שימצאו סוכה, ימצאו סוכה, וכן ההולכים בלילה, אבל כשמגיעים לישו, צריכים לעשות שם סוכה.
Stop. So what's the first thing that he says? So you're traveling by day, you putter by day. That's pashut like the Gemara. Ve'ein tzarech lahamtin. While you're traveling by day, you don't have to say, well, I shouldn't really eat now because and there's no sukkah here. Later at night, I'll be near a sukkah, so I'll wait to eat. No. By day, you're putter. You're a holich baderech by day, and therefore you are putter. Okay. Ve'chein, so too, ha'holchim balayla, if you're traveling at night as opposed to traveling by day, then what? You'll be putter. Aval kishemagiyin li yeshuv. When you get to the yeshuv,
they have to, when they get to a community, they are required to make a sukkah there.
Okay, so who is this Magen Avraham like? We'll have to, we'll flesh it out more, but right now, the way he's presenting it, who is Magen Avraham like?
He sounds like the first of them.
Now, we're reading the Magen Avraham right now?
No, this is just Kreisha's quoting. This is the Chayon, I'm quoting the sheet of the Magen Avraham. But we'll see it inside a minute. This sheet right now is like this.
Who is the Chayon?
Chayon's name was Rav Avram Danzig. He was a Rav in the town, I think it was in Vilna. He was the Rav in the Posek in the town in Vilna. At some point, he was related to the Gra. What's that?
Not in Danzig?
In Danzig? His name was Danzig. It could be that earlier they were from Danzig.
The contemporary of the Vilna Gaon?
Yeah, not contemporary. Relative. He was younger than the Vilna Gaon, but he was a related son. I think he married the Vilna Gaon's granddaughter. Okay? How are we doing so far? That's the Magen Avraham. We'll see the Magen Avraham more in depth in a moment. But keep going. I mentioned before, some of the guys didn't get a chance to hear, the Lavush was a Talmud of the Ramah. Okay? His name was Mordechai Yaffe, and he was a Talmud of the Ramah. He wrote extensive commentary on Shulchan Aruch. The one in particular that we're using is called the Lavush. It's called the Baal Lavushim or the Lavush. Lavush Malchus. So in this section, it's called Lavush Achur. Lavush Achur. This particular section is called Lavush Achur. Again, Chur Tcheles, all those things that are listed in the Megillah as being the begotten that Mordechai wore are all mentioned here. You have Tcheles is another section. Then you have Lavush Chur, Lavush Achur. Right, yes. You have Lavush Atera Zohav. There are other sections as well. In any event, I mentioned before how excited I was to be able to actually use Lavush inside. And I had hoped that everyone else would share my excitement. Okay, so anyway, the Chayyotim quotes quotes Lavush and says what? Lavush is different than the Magen Avraham. Lavush argues on the Magen Avraham. And says what?
At the end of it, he says, Ken Kosev Ha
Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham. Okay, Adkan.
Ha-Lavush Kosev, the Hol Chederachim Bayom, Ein Tzarech Lahamtin Ad She-Yagi'u Le-Mokam.
Okay, let's take it slow. So you're right. What does the Lavush hold? That you don't, if you're by day, you don't have to wait until you get to a place with a sukkah. That, everyone seems to agree, right? But Magen Avraham, everyone agrees with that particular principle. You're traveling by day, you potter by day. You don't have to wait until you find the sukkah. That's the exemption that the Gemara mentions. Okay?
Aval balayla im yagiv lemokom sheyesh sham sukkah chayovim lechol velishon basuka mashma. אבל ביום אפילו מגיע למקום שיש שם סוכה, אין צריך לכנוס שם ולאכול בסוכה.
Okay, now he's going to explain. Let's keep just reading a little further. We'll see what the things are that the Lavush holds. Go ahead.
ובוודאי אין כוונס הלבוש שאף אם נח ביום במקום שיש שם סוכה באויסר בייס בייס עצמאי שיהיה פטור.
He doesn't mean, he says, Lavush definitely doesn't mean that by day, when you happen upon a place, you're staying in a rest place where there's a sukkah right outside, you're saying, no, that's not for me because I'm potter. It doesn't mean that. It does not mean that. Why? Kevin Shein Sarach. In Sarach Shum Torech. There's no Torech. Al the Nafkamim de Bayom in Sarach Lahamtin. So, let's put it this way. The first thing he holds is Bayom. Ain't Sarah Lahamtin. Right? Ain't Sarah Lahamtin means you don't have to wait till you get to a place where there's a sukkah. You're traveling by day, you're putter by day. Ain't Sarah Lahamtin by yom. Next. Right, to walk outside to sit in the sukkah is no big deal. Right, you're traveling by day. You don't have to say, I'm not going to eat now. I'll wait till I get to the sukkah. Fine.
Vigam. Em yikanes la'ir, sheyesh sham yehudim, v'nochrim, ubal u'shpiza, hu nochri, Ein tzarech lelech etzel Yehudim lechol basuka.
Good. So now where are you?
So now you're in a community.
You're in a place.
You enter a city where there are Jews and Goyim.
Right.
And the innkeeper is a Goy, a Nochri. One does not have to go by the Jews to eat in the sukkah.
Right. Ein tzarech lelech.
That's like a totally new.
Well, let's see. That's
like, that seems like a fetish.
Well, this is part of the yeshuv.
Right, but now he's saying that even if you're in a yeshuv for those Jews, if you're staying by a non-Jew, you don't have to go to the Jews.
He explains further. Go ahead. When does that apply?
The Kehen Taduru, Kemoshe Darku.
The Kehen Taduru. Why is this? Why so? Because we have a principle here. What's the principle?
Moshe Darachov.
Kain Taduru. Right, one second. Let's hear him out, Chaim, before we get upset. Go ahead.
Moshe Darachov, Bechol Hashana, Shenach Bayon, Be'ushpiza.
Just like all year round, what happens? You'll rest in some type of inn, some type of rest stop along the way. You'll stop over for a couple of hours. Right? You'll pull today, maybe it's not something we can really relate to. But guy was traveling for days, it wouldn't be uncommon to stop every couple of hours, pull into an inn, have something to eat, have something to drink, whatever it was, change your horse's saddle, whatever they had to do, and move on. So since that's all part of the normal way that a person exists the year round. So now it happens to be sukkah, so we're not going to say, oh, you have to go and find the sukkah. We're not going to say you have to go and find the sukkah. That's normal. That's not a violation of yeshiva basukkah. One second, let's keep reading a little bit more. Is a shows.
Is a shows. Ve'od v'zeh l'goram emitzta'er lelech l'sukas kaberos.
He says, moreover, it also happens to fall into the category of mitzta'er, this case. In other words, I have to go searching out for a sukkah. That's not comfortable for me. Why am I going to go? I want to eat now. I have to go looking for a sukkah. That's also a case of mitzta'er. One second. All right. However,
Laila.
So, this is by day, by the way, right? This is by day. Was it a nice case? At night, what about nighttime?
Nachle
all night, what must you do?
Look for a sukkah.
Sarech leilech a sukkah. Sarech leilech. Sarech leilech a sukkah. Then you have to find a sukkah. You're in a place. Yeah, this is the same place as above. Right? Number two, number three, talking about the same place. Here she is, Bonachon Yehudim. By day, what's the day? Ain't Sarech leilech a tal Yehudim. Why? Eshu came to do it. Oh, but Balayla, same place, then Sarech Leilech L'Sukkah. Then you have to go on the Sukkah. Sarech Leilech L'Sukkah. What's the application again? There's a Sukkah there. There is a Sukkah there. Right? There is a Sukkah. So at night, we have two rules. At night, must use
available.
Sukkah. Okay, keep going. There's another rule though. You have to go to the sukkah. What don't you have to do? Aval. Sheyaselo sukkah. To make a sukkah. If we require him to do that, what's going to happen?
He'll be occupied with that most of the night.
That's right.
Or al kol pachot kama shaos ad sheyase v'zeh lo have ka'ein taduru.
Exactly.
That's not how he would be doing it at all.
According to the Lavush, the whole principle, right? The whole issue of Holech Baderech, Holech Drachim, is a function of Teshuking Tadiru. That means the cases when you're required to sit in the sukkah, it's because of Teshuking Tadiru, and the cases where you pater from sitting the sukkah, it's all because of Teshuking Tadiru. Very similar to who? The Sheet of Tosos. What did Tosos say? Previous Tosos, the first Tosos. Tosos said the whole rule of Holech Baderech is a function of Teshuking Tadiru. Just like a person very often travels away from his home at Sukkah during the year for business and doesn't say, oh, I'm homebound because I live in a house. So too, Sukkah's time, he doesn't say, well, I can't leave my house because I live in a Sukkah. He doesn't say that. He goes out. That's Teshuking Tadiru. Alright? So Lavush is saying, well, same thing. During the day, the guy's traveling. Teshuking Tadiru allows for travel by the day. So we're not going to say, okay, you need a sukkah. No, travel by day, you don't need a sukkah, you don't have to wait at night. You come into a place during the day where there are Jews and non-Jews, well, that's normal. For very often, a person will stop off in an inn, even when he lives in his house, he'll stop off for a drink and to wash his feet and to keep going. So in that case also, we don't require him to go to the sukkah. Even though there are sukkahs around. Teshuking Tadiru. Oh, at night? Now you're ready. You're more kavua, you're sleeping, you're having a greater existence outside of your home, which apparently is not as normal a thing to do. Well, now you have to go out to the sukkah. That's Teshuking Tadiru.
Normally, I eat in my kitchen.
Yeah, what do you mean? Your kitchen is your house.
Teshuking Tadiru, I should have to build a sukkah. This whole point seems to me to be crazy. Just seems crazy.
Yeah, why is that?
Because I understand. He goes somewhere where he normally eats, at an inn or whatever, he normally sits there and eats.
For Eza Shos. She'ein Nochbo El Eza Shos. He's just there for a few hours.
Right, but he doesn't have to build a sukkah because I can understand if you just told me.
He doesn't need a sukkah.
I understand if you're going to say just because of the Mitzdara, I can understand that. But I don't understand why, what does Cain Tadur have to do? Because he normally stops there.
He's in a place now.
Even more so, that's why he has to build a sukkah.
No,
that would be like his normal routine to stop there and eat, so therefore he's got to make a sukkah.
No, just like it's normal for me to go out of my house for a few hours and eat in this place and be out of my dira, right? So too, it's not a violation of my yeshiva basukkah to spend a few hours in such a place and not in a sukkah. Again, you have to. We're comparing the model of the house to the model of the sukkah. This week I'm a sukkah dweller. Now, for a few hours, I'm in a place where I'm not in the sukkah. According to Lavush, that's permissible. That's Teshuking Tadiru.
Oh, so if I normally go to college at night, then I'm fine to not eat in the sukkah because what I normally do is I don't eat here in yeshiva at night. I'm normally out to eat.
Say that again? What is that? I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
I normally go to college at night. But, you know, I normally eat yeshiva, but at night I normally don't. So therefore, I don't have to...
Okay, you're asking me halacha lemaisa?
Well, according to...
We're not discussing halacha lemaisa now.
His opinion is, if your normal routine is at a certain time, it's normal for you to not eat at home, you just cannot eat it.
I mean, let's be honest. You have to be defined as a holich baderach. That's not necessarily a holich baderach. A guy who's just going and coming back someplace, he's next door, that's not called holich baderach. Holich baderach means...
Yeah, that's how you want to do a trip.
Is that traveling? You want to say that's a travel? I don't know. That's already a big step. But let's say, I'll tell you this. Lu Yitzur, that's called holich baderach, then yes, in Achanami. If that's called a traveler, if that would be called a traveler by today's standards, and I'm not convinced that it is, but let's say it was, then yes. Then Lavush would say you're able to eat outside your sukkah.
But let's say this trip isn't normal.
Is it what?
Normal.
What do you mean it's not normal?
As in, this is only assuming that...
That's the next case. That's at night where you normally don't stay out for... So that's already a time when you would normally be at home. Now you have to eat in the sukkah.
And that's Teshuking Tadiru?
That's right. Teshuking Tadiru says in the same way that you relate to the regular dwelling space, that's the way you have to relate to your sukkah. Normally at night, you wouldn't stay out in this pundak for hours. The normal thing to do would be to go home.
Oh, go home. So if that's the case, wherever you are, there's a sukkah available at night.
Exactly. Now you have to treat the sukkah like you would your house. You're going home now. Where is your home? Your home's in the sukkah.
Let's say you were traveling, though. You were traveling at night.
If you, you mean physically you've been traveling, yeah, then you're halach b'darach. That's it.
Once you settle down.
Oh. That's exactly right. When you're defined as a traveler, you have the patur. The patur only comes from the actual act of traveling. It's not like a shluach mitzvah. It's not like a shliach mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah is a status. Halach b'darach is a, either because it's a tircha or mitzdayer or however you want to view it, when the guy's actually traveling, can't be mechayiv in the sukkah.
So the Amoraim, the Bush would say.
Say again?
The Amoraim who were
traveling.
Surah,
right.
That's because there was no sukkah available.
Well, they had a different taina. They said we sat in the sukkah because we were shluchei mitzvah. But that's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. What would have been the din if there's a sukkah right there? This is at night. It seemed like they slept there at night.
Yeah, I mean, why is it, why, I mean, what would Bush say in that case? You'll have to say there wasn't a sukkah available and that they were still traveling.
Or he could have said that they, like the Gemara says, that they were really shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah are putter from sukkah even at night. Because they were going to hear a shir. Right? They were going to hear a shir. So they said, we're shluchei mitzvah anan. Right? Anan shluchei mitzvah anan. Tiri, we're putter. But this is where this is where the whole issue comes down to over here. This is number four. Yeah, at night, they don't have to make a sukkah. They don't have to make a sukkah at night. They come to a place. If there is a sukkah, they got to go to the sukkah. But they do not have to. Build a sukkah. Why not? Why not? That's not Teshuvah King to do. Guy comes into a city late at night, and now you can tell him, okay, act as you would if you're at home. Act as you would at home, not going to start building a house at 10 o'clock at night. Right? That's not an act of normal living. You're going to tell me, start building a house now? He says, that's not Teshuvah King to do. That's too much. That's too much. Aval sheyasel osuka im king yitzdarch laso grov halayla o'al kol ponim kam shos ad sheyasel v'zeh lo havi kein taduru. That's no longer kein taduru. So it all comes back to kein taduru. Now the Magen Avraham, on the other hand, the Magen Avraham says no. Magen Avraham seems to say, as he quotes really at the outset here, k'shemagin li yeshuv tzvichin laso sham suka, you have to make a sukkah. You have to build a sukkah. When you say chayav b'layla, it means in all cases. Chayav b'layla, not only you chayav to use a sukkah that's there, you're chayav even when there's no sukkah, you must build it. It's like any other case. You don't have a patur. You don't have the patur of a holich derech. The lashon, the way the Magen Avraham presents it, I mean the chayavim just sort of summarize it, but the way the chayavim presents it is like this. You chayav at night, even to build a sukkah if you don't find one. And if you can't build one, then you have to go home. If there's time, he says you have to go back home to eat at home. But if you're very hungry, then you call them at star, and then you potter. And then you're back to where you started, basically, you potter again. However, he says, if in that case you're machmir to go look for a sukkah, tovalov bracha. Why? Because there's really an element of pshia here. Element of pshia because you set up a case where you're not in the sukkah now. Who told you could do that? Who told you how to do that? Right.
In your year. So you're away on business every Tuesday night.
Okay.
So now it's sukkahs.
That's right.
So kain taduru would be that you wouldn't build a sukkah.
That's right. You'd be potter.
Okay. So this is assuming that the state.
According to this, according to Lavush.
Right.
Magen Avraham doesn't make recourse to Teshuvah kain taduru.
Okay.
And we have to try to explain the Magen Avraham, but he doesn't explain. He doesn't use Teshuvah kain taduru. I'm sorry. But what's your question? According to this Lavush.
Only assuming that according to this Lavush. It's only assuming that it's random that he stayed there at night.
No, it's not that it's random. Even why do you have to say random? It's normal to do that away from your house. So now, if it's normal, then that's not a violation of Teshuvah Kein Taduru. Teshuvah Kein Taduru means I have to do in the sukkah what I would do normally at home. If I never leave my home, I never leave the sukkah. You tell me I occasionally leave the sukkah, or even occasionally leave my house, or even though I regularly leave my house, then certainly, kosher king. But again, understand that even for the Lavush, if there's a sukkah next door, the guy's staying in a hotel, and down the road is a shul where there's a sukkah, so he'd have to go to Leilech HaSukkah. It's only when you're talking about a case where a guy's out nowhere, where there is no sukkah, according to Lavush, then you putter, because you don't have to build a sukkah. But if there's a sukkah there, no, then you have to use it.
assuming that it's regular or not regular, his travels.
So you're saying like this, according to Levush, if I normally travel, right, if I normally travel, even if there's a sukkah there, why should I be chayav to eat in the sukkah? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay, how would you answer that? If you'll tell me the whole thing is predicated on Teshuva King Taduru, and I'm allowed to leave my house because I'm allowed to leave my sukkah because I normally leave my house. Then maybe even when there's a sukkah right there, he says that's for sure. What Levush is not saying that. Chayyim specifically says Levush is definitely not saying that, right? Remember, Vavada in kavas Levush sha'af nach bayom b'mokam sheish sham sukkah ba'oso bayis atzmo she'a potter. Because there's no Torah.
Because it seems like to do it completely potters you. Like,
I hear what you're saying.
Like, it's completely potter. It doesn't even matter. Even if you don't mind getting wet, you still have no. It completely potters you from
right, but he's not going that far. You're right. He's not going that
right,
far.
So why not? Once you're potter, you're potter.
Because I think the aspect of Teshu Kein Taduru that potters you is the element of Tircha, or the element of...
No,
you see, even Tosos, when Tosos uses the Lashon of Teshu Kein Taduru, he says, why is a Mitztayer Pater from the Sukkah? Oh, it's also because of Teshu Kein Taduru. Why? Because it's not the normal derech of a person to be Dar in a case where he's a Mitztayer. Where is that? Chafav. Oh, Hainu Mi Teshu Kein Taduru. Why? The Ein Adam Dar, but Makom Shem Mitztayer. Since a person doesn't dwell in a situation that's mitzdaar for him, so Teshu Kein Taduru tells you that you potter. So when there's a sukkah, when there's a sukkah that's right there, what are you going to tell me? What are you going to tell me? Why should I be potter in that case? Why would I be potter in that case? What about Teshu Kein Taduru will tell me? Don't go. You're right. If you look at it as an absolute. If you look at it as an absolute, and you say that because I'm allowed to be outside of my home occasionally, right? So therefore, I could also be outside of the sukkah occasionally.
Okay.
I mean, someone's there. Someone's on the line. Oh, you think the fax knocked them off?
If it's doing that, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Zach, you still there?
Yeah, are you getting a fax or something?
Yeah. Okay. Are you sending a fax?
What?
Are you sending a fax?
No, I'm not.
No, okay. We're okay now. So anyway, just get back to this question. This is a good question. The Levush apparently, at least as the Chayyadim is interpreting Levush, he's not saying Teshu Kein Taduru is an automatic patur, right? We don't say, well, since you have license to be outside your home, therefore you have license to be outside your sukkah, therefore no matter what, even if the sukkah is right near you, you're potter. We're not going that far. You're saying logically it should follow.
Yeah.
It should follow. So what I'm trying to say is that the apparently Teshu Kein Taduru takes into account that there are certain times when you wouldn't sit in your home. Right? But now you have your home right there. Why won't you sit there? Your sukkah is right on your front lawn. You're staying in this place, the sukkah's right outside. What are you going to tell me now? Teshu Kein Taduru tells me that I'm potter?
Kein Taduru seems to be a categorical. It seems to be like you have a category.
I know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. They're not taking it that way. I understand that's the basis of your question. You're saying, if you're going to use Teshu Kein Taduru to tell me that I'm allowed to travel away, right, then who cares if there's a sukkah right outside? I should be potter.
So they're saying it's subjective?
What do you mean when you say subjective? Is it a tircha? Is it not a tircha?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently. Exactly.
But then that becomes very difficult because even if you're going to say that, let's say it's a mile away, so is that a tircha? I mean, that's not really like a halachic definition. That's something that's just like.
Well, Levush says by day you don't have to do that. Levush says by day for sure you don't have to do that.
By night?
How about.
You have to walk a mile right now?
No, but according to Levush, if there was a sukkah there by day, then you would have to eat there. You stop at the rest stop during the day. There's no sukkah. You don't have to look for a sukkah. Why? Because it's a tircha. This is a normal thing to do, and I'm not going to be matriach you to go look for a sukkah. That runs afoul of Teshuva King Tediru. Now it's there. Now it's sitting right there. What are you going to tell me? Teshuva King Tediru?
Well, no, that's not a tiracha.
Exactly. What's that?
What about at night?
At night. That's what he says. At night, you have to go into the sukkah. You have to go into the sukkah if it's available. But to build a sukkah, no, that's a tiracha. At night, it's not a tiracha to go into the
sukkah.
Oh, so it could be at some point, you're right, in a chanami. It could be that to find the sukkah, even the lavush, many agree, to find the sukkah at night, at some point, we're going to say, no, that's too far. That's teshuva king to do. We're not going to make it go so far.
Even if the sukkah is 10 feet away, it's tiracha.
No, it's not.
As in some point,
10 feet?
No, imagine. If you're in and you have to move.
No, but you can say the same thing in your house. Then you always say that, right? I'm in my house. My sukkah's outside. Why is it any different?
Well, I don't like the measurement of tircha. It's very, I don't know.
Now you ask a different question. How do you define tircha? Okay, I don't know. But you see, he does say when it's going to take all night or even most of the night, that's unreasonable. To tell a guy you have to build a sukkah and make it go all night or most of the night, that's a tircha. That we're not going to. That's not teshuva king to do. Yeah.
That's a relatively simple answer. Simply, if you're out in the backyard, then normally...